We gather today on this second Sunday of Easter, known in our Roman Catholic faith as Divine Mercy Sunday. Divine Mercy Sunday has its origin from a Polish nun, Faustina Kowalska, who recorded her visions and encounters with Jesus in a diary. She writes that Jesus offers his faithful a special grant of mercy on a special day. She writes in diary entry number 341 that Jesus himself established that day to be the first Sunday after Easter, and further instructed that it be declared a feast day in the church. That was done by Saint Pope John Paul II. On April the 30th, 2000, the canonization of Faustina took place, and the Sunday after Easter Sunday was officially designated as the Sunday of the Divine Mercy. But Jesus' promise of divine mercy on this day also comes with an obligation. Faustina writes in her diary entry number 742 that Jesus said, "There must also be deeds of mercy, which are to arise out of love for me." This is a Divine Mercy Sunday like we have never seen, isn't it? On this day and in this time, Divine Mercy takes on a totally new meaning, and Jesus' obligation to us can be witnessed everywhere. His divine mercy can be witnessed in each one of us, separated, yet totally united together to protect one another, help one another, and living Jesus' command to love one another. His divine mercy can be witnessed in the thousands of people donating food and volunteering at distribution centers to ensure those in need are fed, living another of Jesus' commands, to feed my sheep. And last, but certainly not least, God's divine mercy can be witnessed firsthand in the thousands and thousands of healthcare professionals who risk their own lives every shift, truly living Jesus' command to heal the sick. While we celebrate this special feast day, might we also be reminded that God's mercy is never ending and is always present. The massive challenge we face this day will come to an end. And when that time comes, we can rejoice in the risen Christ and sing the words Alleluia as loud as we possibly can.